It's our pleasure to introduce Jarvis Moss, the number one draft choice, the Denver Broncos for 2007.
It was great yesterday. It was just a great day for my family and myself. It was a real emotional day. You know, I woke up and tried to get all my tears out before I got around my family and stuff. And I got the strange area code that I hadn't seen before, and Denver was on the clock. I seen Jacksonville had gave them their pick, and everybody started looking around and getting this weird feeling. And I asked my brother to look up the error code actually on his phone, and it was a Colorado number, and we all, you know, kind of knew what time it was. And I got the phone call and kind of broke down and kind of regrouped and got myself back together, and it was the Broncos. And you know, I'm just glad to be a Bronco now. He just asked me, how does it feel to be a Denver Bronco? And I told him it's the best feeling I ever had in my life. So. You know, just what I bring to the table, speed and athleticism is something, you know, they're really looking for in their defensive end this year. And, you know, just working with these coaches, hopefully I can just bring out, you know, everything that God has given me. And, you know, just playing fast and being athletic and making plays, you know, that's where I fit in here in Denver. It wasn't tough at all. You know, I'm an honest person, and, you know, most of the teams, you know, I addressed it first like a man. You know, it was my mistake, and I stepped out of line, and I paid my consequences, and it's in the past now. You know, I'm just looking forward to my career on this next level here in Denver, and I just want to make the best of it. Right. I think most anybody going to the draft this year understands that, and especially Marcus. You know, I don't think any player in the draft has had, you know, more issues than Marcus off the field. But, you know, Marcus is a great guy. Everybody loves Marcus Thomas. He just has a lot of charisma, and I think he really understands now that, you know, he can't mess up, and just the bullseye is on him, you know, for any little thing. And like I said, I told him that, and he understands it. And we all mature and grow, and I'm sure Marcus has grown, you know, from all this. He's paid his consequences, lost a lot of money, you know, for his mistakes. So, you know, I just hope the best for him, and, you know, I believe 100% Marcus will do fine and fit in great here in Denver. I almost broke down again. I just landed here in Denver, and people were calling me. One of our defensive tackles actually called me and told me that Marcus was coming to Denver with me, and I couldn't believe it. That's just another blessing, you know, just have someone that close to me, you know, here with me. None at all. We ended up going on to do some special things, you know, even without Marcus this year. You know, as a friend and as a teammate, you know, I was just kind of trying to support him. It wasn't nothing ever against Marcus for getting kicked off and, you know, not being a part of the team anymore. You know, he was going through some hard times, and, you know, I just wanted to, you know, be as supportive as I could of him. Marcus, hands down, he was the best football player on our national championship team this past year. Just a great football player. You know, he's just, like, Marcus is a great football player. Definitely a top 10 talent in my eyes. Without his issues, I definitely believe Marcus would have went top 5 or top 10 this year. You know, he's just an incredible football player for somebody his size. You know, he can run well. He's just a really powerful man. You know, he just has it all. Marcus is a special player. It was tough. You know, that whole part of my life was really rough. You know, my infection almost took football from me, and then I'm standing up here right now in front of you guys, and, you know, I just you know, credit my coaches at Florida, Coach Meyer and Coach Madison, you know, for sticking with me and just treating me like family, you know, getting me the appropriate help that I needed to just rejuvenate my football career. I actually was, you know, it was really mysterious, just not knowing what was going on with me, and it was really scary at the same time. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, we got the problem fixed and pinpointed, and you know, I'm here now, and healthy as ever, and you know, just ready to go here in Denver. You know, I was excited. I couldn't, like I said, I couldn't be more excited, you know, for this opportunity. I can't be picky when, you know, you're going, you know, first round, and you just can't be picky with teams. You know, I'm excited that Denver actually chose me, and it's a great place, lots of tradition, you know, a winning program, and that's something else I wanted to go to as a winning team, and Denver has that. You know, Coach Shanahan's, you know, going to be a Hall of Fame coach one day, and, you know, they got great players. You know, they made a lot of moves in their offseason, so, you know, hopefully me and the rest of the rookies can come in and just, you know, make an impact and just help this organization out just as much as we can.
Did they tell you to expect something from you this year because D-line was their base mate and was a pass rusher and obviously
the right target? Right. You know, where they picked me at, you know, says a lot. Trading down for me says a lot. Obviously they needed help rushing the passer, and, you know, I want to come in and, you know, be their guy here in Denver. I really do. You know, we'll be back here in a few weeks after today, and, you know, we'll get to work and be working out all summer and just getting ready for, you know, mini camps and getting in our plays and just getting ready to go for this fall. It is. It's really fast, really competitive. We got great players in the Southeastern Conference. At every position, you know, week in and week out, you know, you got to really be on your A game, you know. I was explaining to some of the guys on the way over here how good, you know, and how hard Vanderbilt and, you know, the Kentuckys play. You know, it's just a really competitive conference. Like I said, very fast. Yes, ma'am. You know, that was just as hard. You know, at the time I wasn't healthy, and then my grandpa passed away, who was my crutch. So, you know, that was an even tougher time for me. You know, I got great, you know, support, you know, and friends and my coaches there at UF. And like I said, I made it. You know, I made it through all the adversity, and, you know, it just made yesterday even that much sweeter. Just being a student of the game, my position coach at Florida really taught me how to watch film and, you know, just break down players and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm really a student of the game. I love watching film, and, you know, it's something I really enjoy doing. And, you know, I'm sure I'll do a lot more of it here in Denver now.